Good evening.
Yasmin. Good evening.
Hug Sameach.
Hug Sameach.
Jasmine, we're going to wait a few minutes. See.
Okay.
Let some other people come on.
All right.
So are you getting used to what you're doing?
Excuse me?
Are you getting used to what you're doing?
Oh, I'm so tired. I'm very, very tired. I gotta get up at 5 in the morning, and I finish around 6:30, 7 at night.
It's a long day.
Woo! Long, long day. I'm asking Hashem to give me the strength.
I'm going to wait one more minute, then we'll start.
Okay.
Brandilla.
Hello, Brandy.
I'm Tamea.
Hi, Tamea.
Tamea.
Hello.
So we're going to start with the Lashon Yehud. Do you have any questions before we begin? Lashon Yehud Kutcha Berichu Ishkintei Bitkinu Erkinu Erkinu Utkinu Reakta Shem Yedhe Bevate Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Bayim Lekayen Yitzvat Zechirat HaOmer לעשות נחת רוח ליוצרנו ולעשות רצון בורנו. והיינו המדינה אלוהינו עלינו מעשה ידינו כנני עלינו מעשה ידינו כנני הוא. אדוני יוהו ההי יגמור בעדי אדוני יוהו ההי עזדך לעולם מעשה ידך, אל תרף אקרא, לאלוהים עליון, לאל גומר עלי, ונאמר ואגור עלייך ירך, מתבוססת, תדמייך ויאמר לך תדמייך, חי ויאמר לך בדמייך חי. פרקי נפשי את אדוני אוהו אהב, אלוהים אדוני אוהו אהב. אלוהי גדלת מאוד, עוד והדר רשע, עוקר. תשלמד ותנותה שמיים קריאה. The surrounding light, the Or Machis, the blessing which unifies Zeramtin and Malchut. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotah Al Sefirat HaOmer And we may all say amen.
Amen.
Oh, I am.
Amen. Shlosha u'shloshim yom la'omer Sheheim arba'a shavuot V'chamisha yamim. Today is the 33rd day of the Omer and the 33rd day connects to the word Lav, Lamed Gimel. It's the 33rd day of the Omer, which is 4 weeks and 5 days. The inner light, the Or Makif, excuse me, the Or Panimi, Harakaman, Hu Yachatir, Avodat, Beit HaMikdash, In Koma, Bin Hera, Bi Amenu. Amen. Psalm 67, the Menorah Psalm. We will stop at a letter, and then we will stop at a word. Shlam Natseach bin Ginot Mizmor Shir Elohim Yechanenu Vivarkenu Ya'er panav vitalus ela la'da'at ba'aretz darkecha v'kol golim yeshuatecha yoducha min Elohim yoducha min kulam yismuchu v'ranenu le'umim ki tishpot amin mishor. The letter Vav. The letter Vav is a hook. How are you going to be hooked to God, to Hashem? How are you going to elevate yourself to Hashem? What character traits do you have to cleanse, do you have to change in order to make the connection, meaning hooking yourself to Hashem? Umin ba'aretz kanhem sela yoducha min Elohim. Umin Elohim, the name of God, dealing in judgment, in the frame of judgment. Why do you think that the frame of judgment is being connected to and stressed about tonight, which is the 33rd day? We will discuss it later. Ki tishpat amin yishor ulumin yoducha amin kulam eretz nadna yudula yivakenu
Elohim,
Elohim, Elohim, Elohim, Nagibor Dorshe Yehudah of my daily lecture. Rabbi Alter Eliyahu Rubenstein. And Rabbi Yossi, who we will read about tonight, or we will discuss later on tonight. And the eighth verse of the Anabba Koach, we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is our question and answer series. So, does anyone have any questions? We will start our Lag BaOmer class in about an hour, a little less, 55 minutes. So, but are there any questions before we get to the Lag BaOmer session? No questions at all. I guess people are just being quiet in this period, huh? Well, I will speak
to you. I guess I'm going to have to start writing them down.
I'm surprised you haven't started, Brandy.
Well, you know, when you get older and you get the Alka-Seltzer disease, you think of it and then it fizzles up. You go flop, flop, and then it fizzles out. You got to start writing them down.
Yeah, you do. It also helps you formulate your questions.
It does. So I'm going to have to start doing
that. If you write it down and you look at it again, you kind of change it around. What am I really revealing about myself in the question I'm asking? And if you look at it that way, first you look to see, is this a question that other people need to know? Or should I ask this in a private way? And then you look at it, what am I revealing about myself?
Right.
And when you have those answered, you change the way the question is phrased. And you change the answer because of that. So I use this opportunity to teach even without a question tonight. One last chance. Anybody have a question? Well, it shouldn't say last chance because you have another chance later tonight. And you have another chance next week. So there's always more chances. That's what the second Cheney is all about, second chances. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful Shabbat.
Shalom.
Have a beautiful, happy holiday. Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom.
Be well.